Derek's on the line from Runcorn. And good news for the Runcorn Linnets. Derek, as the chief executive of the football stadia, says, on behalf of the Stadia Improvement Fund, I'm delighted to award a grant to Runcorn Linnets. It means you're going back to Runcorn, doesn't it?
It does indeed, Alan. Yeah, and a happy new year to you from everybody here at Runcorn. Yeah, it's been a delightful start to the new year for us.
Well, tell everybody about where you've been. Where have you been missing? Where are we?
Well, we've been playing out at Northwich at Witton Albion's ground since we reformed the club back in 2006. So we're now into our fourth season. And one of our stated aims right from the outset was to try and get the club back into Runcorn as soon as we possibly could. That's meant a lot of hard work by a lot of individuals. We established a ground group. We established a ground fund as well. And thanks to our fans, we raised the best part of £30,000 pretty quickly.
And how did you do that?
Well, all kinds of ways, mainly donations from fans who wanted to put their names on seats or on ground founder boards. Any way we could raise the money, we did it, to be quite honest. But we then were very fortunate. We were in discussions with the local council, with Halton Borough Council, and bit by bit they helped us to identify a plot of ground in Runcorn. We'd already looked at one area down at Riverside College, but that proved too costly for us. And they identified with us a plot of land which they owned up at Halton Sports in the Murdershaw area of Runcorn. And that came in cheaper because it is part of an established sports complex already. The pitch is already laid for us. So in every sense, that brought the cost down. And we were delighted when the council themselves offered us a grant of £100,000 towards this. So the remaining money was the grant now that we've just received from the Football Foundation.
So when will you be able to open your doors?
Well, we're hoping to be back in Runcorn for next season. The build time is not a great build time, really. We're only talking about 8 to 10 weeks build time. Everything's in place. Planning permission's already in place. Tenders are all sorted out. The lease deal is virtually sorted now. So in that sense, we're hoping we can get the work started.
And what are you going to build in a couple of months?
Well, basically, we've got already a clubhouse there which is in need of renovation. So the changing rooms and function room are already there in an existing building. So that won't take a great deal of renovation. And that work, of course, isn't dependent particularly on the weather either. So that work can get a go-ahead pretty well straight away. We need basically to fence off the ground. We need to bring in modular stands, which again are the kinds of things at this level of football that literally come on the back of a lorry and are placed on a base. We need seating at this level for about 150 fans, and we'll have covered accommodation for a similar number at the outset, really. But that's all we need at this kind of level of football. That will enable us to get promotion at some point, we hope, in the future to the Unibond League as well.
Well, Runcorn had a fine tradition of cup football in particular over the years, and you're treading a mighty path, aren't you?
We are, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I was hooked as a Runcorn supporter way back in the 1950s, so I've been there for a long time. I suppose, like many fans, my dad took me along to a match, and I've been hooked ever since. And yet, I think that was why we reformed the club when it got into difficulties back in 2006. We didn't want to let that tradition die. It's a great shame that an area the size of Runcorn didn't have a top non-league team playing there. But we've had to be patient, obviously. We had to go back to step six. We're very grateful to the people in the North West Counties League, the Vodcat League, for supporting us and allowing us in the league. And equally, we were delighted to get promotion in our first season. So we've already taken one step up the ladder, but it's a long way back to those days. But obviously, we need to build slowly, we need to build gradually, but equally we need to be sustainable as well. I think that's the important fact at this level of football. You have to be sustainable. But we want to get the community involved. We want local lads to think of us as the premier team in the town and to come along and to support us as well.
Let's indeed hope you do get the support you deserve after such a hard time of putting things together for the last 3 years. Runcorn returning to Runcorn, and the stadium due to be open, well, I'd like to think, for the 2010-11 season, starting when are you hoping to start? September?
August usually, yeah. Mid-August, yeah.
All right, we'll hope to be covering that opening, Derek, and thanks for the good news.
Not a problem. Thanks, Alan.